But right now, students need to be working on summer jobs and internships. Let's get some help from Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm 2Discern, based in Chicago. Rick, thanks for joining us today. And this brings back a flood of memories for me, because I remember my spring break of my freshman year of college back in the summer of 1999, cold calling radio stations in Chicago to see if they had internships that were still open. And some of them had already closed down. They had filled up. I remember calling the old WMAQ to see if they would let me in. They were full up, taking the train downtown to visit the late, great, smooth jazz WNUA to see if they had room for me. And finally, hooked up with Kevin Matthews that summer, the legendary radio personality. And that was a lot of fun. But I found out early on that March might be too late when it comes to some high-profile summer jobs and summer internships.
Yeah, absolutely. Most companies are looking or begin the process of recruiting for interns about 8 months in advance of the need. So if you're looking for a summer internship, we're already behind the curve.
And how many, you know, internships have changed quite a bit, because there have been a couple of court cases and legal rulings about compensated work versus what can you do to get college credit, and what's the line of your learning and then just an unpaid employee. So are there nearly as many internships today as there were 25 years ago?
There are more internships in general, and there is a general trend towards paid internships as opposed to unpaid. And there are several reasons for that. One of the primary reasons is that the internships and the people that are being hired for internships have typically useful skills as opposed to just being a stock boy at a clothing store. They actually can do some analytics and project work because they're very comfortable with the technology and softwares that do that. So there's more need for that. And if you look currently, even with the economy changing a lot of companies of size are open. They have open recs of anywhere from 300 to 500 people. So an intern is a great temporary solution until the economy settles down more.
And then how has technology changed some internships or summer job opportunities? Because a lot of people who now work in finance today got their start as a runner at the Board of Trade 25 years ago. And do those jobs still exist?
Well, there's a challenge there. So what's interesting about that is I had an intern years ago who did very well, went on to Kelly Business School, got an MBA, et cetera. And so he worked for me in person, but his second job was one where he actually was recruited, hired, onboarded, and didn't actually go into the office for the first 3 months. Now, that's a bit extreme, but the hybrid initiatives and the kinds of work that interns can do now, unless you're talking about retail or something that's just face-to-face, means that there are a lot of opportunities to do either a hybrid or remote work, but an intern probably needs to do some sort of a hybrid. They need you in the office just to sort of build a relationship and understand and look you in the eye before they can move you out to your house.
And then very quickly, we talked about how the end of March, early April might be too late. What can you do to make up for lost time?
I think the biggest mistake that anyone makes, and certainly the someone in high school or a freshman in college would do this more than most, would assume that there's a database that you can go to that's going to generate internships. And that is effectively door-to-door dating. You're not going to reach anybody who even knows who you are, wants to talk to you, or has any interest in talking to you. You really have to aggressively pursue your network and get into organizations. And you should understand the internship is not about life forever. Certainly 60% of people who intern in organizations as paid interns end up working there for a few years, but it's not a must. But getting that experience and getting something besides classwork experience is critical to you understanding how to make your move in the first, second, third job.
Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm 2Discern, based in Chicago.